State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
The SoCal Sound. Good Sunday afternoon, boys and girls, and welcome to another edition of Super Sounds of the 70s. My name is Bob Goodman, and I'll be both your navigator and pilot on this two-hour musical journey in my Wayback Machine, heading for that decade known as the 70s. And what a fabulous musical decade the 70s were. It introduced us to so many talented, creative folks. It introduced us to singer-songwriters, to disco queens, new wave, punk rock. And we're going to explore all that as we do every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the SoCal Sound. So sit back, pour your favorite beverage. And if you're driving, well, thanks for taking me for a ride. And as I ask each week, please open that back window just a tad so I've got some fresh air coming in. Great show lined up as usual. Of significance this weekend is the 56th anniversary of the Woodstock Art and Music Festival in White Lake, New York. 56 years ago this weekend. It was supposed to end on the 17th today, 56 years ago. But due to complications we all have seen and heard about, it dragged on until the wee hours of the morning of the 18th. Those of us that grew up during that era will never forget it. I was actually up there working at one of the resorts, the Catskill Mountains, known as the Borscht Belt, was a very popular resort area for folks in New York City, New Jersey, and surrounding areas. I was working at one of the hotels up there as a waiter before I went back to college in Miami Beach. And my friend was working security at the event, had a motorcycle, and picked me up on the final night and drove me to the event location and was able to at least get a feel for what was going on. It was quite an event. Woodstock, it certainly was a game changer, not only in the concert and festival category, but we became known as Woodstock Generation. It was often imitated, but never quite duplicated. A year later, I was working backstage at the New York Pop Festival on Randall's Island in New York City, which tried really hard to duplicate it, but just didn't have the vibe. Woodstock, August 15th through 18th, 1969.
Mr. Max Yazger.
You've proven something to the world. This is the largest group
of people ever assembled in one place. We have had no idea that there would be this size group. And because of that, you've had quite a few inconveniences as far as water and food and so forth. Your producers have done a mammoth job to see that they're taken care of. They enjoyed a vote of thanks. But above that, the important thing that you've proven to the world is that a 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children older than you are, a 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music, and have nothing but fun and music. And I got such a fun.
One might add that it took a man of fantastic guts to give us the place to do it in.
Thank you so very much. We've got one little last trick we'd like to lay on you, if it's at all possible. There's a couple of packages of garbage bags here. If on your way out, you wouldn't mind taking one, filling it up, and leaving it where you fill it, that certainly would be appreciated. Anything you can do to give us a hand to leave this area somewhat the way we found it. I don't think it'll ever be quite the same. But somewhat the way we found it certainly would be appreciated. It's been a delight seeing you. May we wish you anything that the person next to you wishes for you. Good wishes, good day, and a good life. Thank you.
Love is but a song we sing, fears that we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Turns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your
music festival that drew hundreds of thousands of young people to a dairy farm in White Lake, New York over the weekend came to an end today, and we have a report from Richard O'Brien.
They listened for 3 days, and today they sounded the retreat and headed for home. The sponsors said it was going to be 3 days of peace and music. It was that, all right, and much more. Estimates of the crowd ranged up to more than 300,000, and it was that size that caused most of the trouble. That and the rainstorms that turned the big dairy meadow into a mud farm. The big problem was that no one had even the slightest notion that they would come in such numbers. Today, wearied but still light of heart, they huddled their masses and set out for home. And they headed in every direction. As one official pointed out, with 300,000 people, you are not dealing with just a crowd, but virtually a city. And as a city, it had city problems. One youngster died of a suspected overdose of heroin. 80 others were arrested on drug charges. Another boy killed when the driver of a tractor failed to see him inside a sleeping bag. One of the promoters says he wouldn't try this again unless he could rent the Grand Canyon. He may have to. Already there are threats of lawsuits from local business people who called it a disgrace. The kids said it was just great. And so, it's all over except for the massive cleanup job that remains. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair, having done its thing, quietly folds its tent and steals away. Till another day. Richard O'Brien, CBS News, White Lake, New York.
In a minute, we'll have CBS News correspondent John Lawrence with an analysis of the White Lake phenomenon.
What happened at White Lake this weekend may have been more than an uncontrolled outpouring of hip young people, struggling as they did to survive. First, the 20-mile traffic jams and 5-mile hikes, then the intense heat and sudden rain, the thirst and hunger from the shortage of water and food, just for the opportunity to spend a few days in the country getting stoned on their drugs and grooving on the music. What happened at White Lake was that hundreds of thousands of kids invaded a rural resort area totally unprepared to accommodate them, among adults who resent and reject their youthful style of life, and that somehow, by nature of old-fashioned kindness and caring, both groups came together in harmony and good humor. And all of them learned from the experience. For adults who were there, it was a revelation in human understanding. They had not been aware, as the kids are, of the gentle nature of young people to one another. These long-haired, mostly white kids in their blue jeans and sandals were no wide-eyed anarchists looking for trouble. Despite the overt appeals for violence by the few political radicals among the crowd, they remained polite, passive, and finally, as the area was saturated, helpless. At that point, the residents of the area, learning of the emergency, began to respond. Housewives handed out hot coffee to stranded youngsters who had not eaten in days. Catholic nuns passed around sandwiches made by Jewish mothers. And the police, many of them from the violent precincts of New York City, invoked the law of practicality and allowed the kids the freedom to take their drugs in public. So many people were smoking pot, the police explained, there were not enough jails to hold them. A situation to remind an older generation of conditions 35 years ago under which alcohol was legalized. So that what was learned at White Lake was not that hundreds of thousands of people can paralyze an area and break the law, but that in an emergency at least, people of all ages are capable of compassion. And while such a spectacle may never happen again, it has recorded the growing proportions of this youthful culture in the mind of adult America. Walter?
And that's the way it is, Monday, August 18th, 1969. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News. Good night.
88.5, the SoCal Sound, its super sounds of the 70s. Woodstock, although not in the 70s, shaped the next decade of music like no other. The Woodstock Music and Art Festival in White Lake, New York, August 15th through 18th, 1969, the 56th anniversary this weekend. And as I mentioned, those of us lived during that time will never forget it, and everybody has seen what occurred that kind of magical weekend. We heard some news clips about the festival. Of course, Joni Mitchell's wonderful Woodstock, which was covered by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And the Youngbloods with what became the anthem of Woodstock Nation, Jesse Cole and Young and the Youngbloods with Get Together. And every time I hear that song, it brings me back to this weekend in 1969. This is Super Sounds of the 70s. My name is Bob Goodman. And now that I've got your attention,
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. Loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah. to my life.
Somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye sailing. Ooh, captain.
88.5, the SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman at Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Well, we talked about the anniversary of Woodstock 56 years ago. It's also a significant weekend for me personally. On this date, August 17th, 2002, my mother, Dorothy Goodman, passed away in Margate, Florida. She was a very big influence on me in my life and made me love music. There was always a radio playing in the background where we lived. She loved Bobby Darin. We heard Beyond the Sea, one of her favorites, along with Mac the Knife. And one of her favorite songs of all time, You've Made Me So Very Happy, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, from their self-titled record. She just loved Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Loved that song. Our first set was a tribute to Woodstock on its 56th anniversary. We'll be right back.
Thanks to our friends at Ojai Valley Music, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see Bright Eyes at Libby Bowl in Ojai on August 26th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at LibbyBowl.com. Bright Eyes, Libby Bowl, August 26th.
This is the first day of my life.
All right. Hey, it's me, Mookie. I should be hanging out with my family right now, but there is really something very important I wanted to tell you. Tuesday at 10 a.m., we have a major announcement regarding this public radio station. Don't miss it.
Support comes from iLead Exploration, an accredited TK through 12th grade public charter school, open to all with no tuition required. Guide your child's learning journey at home in partnership with credentialed teachers and counselors, serving Los Angeles, Orange, Kern, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. More information is available at iLeadExploration.org.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Subaru of Glendale as you gear up for your summer escapes. From daily drives to weekend adventures, Subaru delivers all-terrain capability, Subaru safety, and technology to keep you moving with confidence. Subaru of Glendale is on Brand Boulevard just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Click share and subscribe. Find the SoCal Sound on Spotify and YouTube. Search for the SoCal Sound.
Did you see our brother? He was here the other day, but he only came to say that he was leaving. Did you see his lady? She was looking where he'd gone, but she wasn't letting on that she was grieving. She's bound to go. Perhaps she'll find him waiting for his boat in some city far away. She's bound to go. Lately I remember afternoon smoke and wine. There was nothing we could find but peace and pleasure. And with a smile he told me that he wanted just to be on his way across the sea no man can measure. Did you see our brother? He was here the other day, but he only came to say that he can't breathe here. Did you see his lady? She was reaching for his hand.
the days we led ourselves astray in more than many ways. Here within the time we've spent wondering what we meant by living all those years. By living all those years.
We are here with nothing to do today. It's something we can't explain. Tomorrow, where will we be tomorrow? What will we see today? Days we led ourselves astray in more than many ways. Here within the time we've spent wondering what we meant by living all those years. 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 By living all thank you.
corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness, but I can see. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run.
88.5 The SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman. And we call this Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday afternoon. From 2 to 4 p.m., we strap on our helmets and goggles and get into my Wayback Machine to that wonderful decade of music known as the 70s. As witnessed by this previous set, Joe Walsh and the James Gang and Funk Number 48. That's from their debut record, Year album. And right before the James Gang, we had the Guess Who, Our Northern Neighbors, and No Sugar Tonight, The New Mother Nature. America from their debut and a tune called Simply Here. One you're not going to hear anywhere else. And Jackson Browne got us started with an album that has always been mistakenly referred to as Saturate Before Using, but it's actually just Jackson Browne. We heard from Silver Lake, a neighborhood in Southern California here in Los Angeles. Yes, it's Super Sounds of the 70s with Bob Goodman, and I want to thank you so much for sharing a portion of your weekend with me this 17th of August, 2025. And just a reminder, if you haven't already checked out our terrific ongoing series called Artist in Residence, where every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. for an entire month, we invite an artist, a performer, a musical, an author, perhaps even an athlete or a film star, to come in and curate an entire hour of music. It could be their Desert Island disc set, or perhaps, if they're a performer, some of their own music, or just some of their great music that they've discovered recently. And this month, the month of August, we've been entertained by our artist in residence, Butch Vig of Garbage, formerly of the group Spooner. He's also produced some records by Nirvana. 1991's Nevermind comes to mind. Also, Green Day, Foo Fighters, and others. That's Butch Vig, our artist in residence. Check him out. It's a lot of fun every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. And speaking of a lot of fun, here's Peter Frampton and Humble Pie on Super Sounds of the 70s with Bob Goodman. Thank you.
push the other's land. Take what we can before the man says it's time to go. Each to his own way, I'll go mine. Best of luck with what you find. But for your own sake, remember times we used to know.
Five, the SoCal Sound, Super Sounds of the 70s with Bob Goodman. Closing the set out with Jethro Tull from their second record, Stand Up. It featured for the first time Martin Barr on guitar, replacing Mick Abrams, who was more of a purist, a blues purist, and formed the group Bloodwind Pig. Bloodwind Pig allowed him to chase his dream and be more of a jazz blues purist, as evidenced by Bloodwind Pig's first record, A Head Rings Out. You may remember this album cover. It featured a bullseye with a pig in the middle of it. Mick Abrams and Bloodwind Pig. They had one of the tunes got a lot of airplay when it was first released, Dear Jill, Bloodwind Pig's A Head Rings Out. We started the set with Humble Pie. It featured Peter Frampton before he went solo and Came Alive, the Earth and Water song from the self-titled release, Humble Pie. Yes, it's Super Sounds of the 70s. My name is Bob Goodman. We do this every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. We hang out, listen to a lot of great tunes, and much of it's stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else, and certainly not put together in the same fashion. And we'll be right back right after we take care of some legal stuff. Please, no flipping.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation. Something you try to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt? I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be home.
I'm gonna need you.
A long time ago I had a lady to love. She made me think of things I never thought of. Now she's gone and I'm on my own. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need. So lady, let me
see it rearranging, happening before my very eyes. Everywhere the scene is growing, in the street the traffic's flowing, ruining the air up in the skies. Is it no surprise?
From roads but a dream. In the street there rolled a brother, selling snow and ship to others, aiding those whose songs have turned to cry.
Five, the SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman. It's Super Sounds of the 70s. We began the set with Jimmy Buffett with a song written to his future wife at the time. It was released in 1974, and it became, it was Jimmy Buffett's first top 40 hit, Come Monday. And then we slid on into the Little River Band Down Under with Lady. And closed it with Loggins and Messina from their 1974 release, Motherlode. It was their fifth studio album and last one recorded with their original backing band. Hey, well, I got you. I got a question for you before we break. Are you a member yet? Well, if not, what are you waiting for? Please jump on over to thesocalsound.org. And hit that Donate Now button and become a member of this terrific radio and musical community. It's that simple. There are many ways to contribute and donate, but the first step is to go to our website, thesocalsound.org, and hit that Donate Now button. And upon checkout, when you choose how and how much, you can also give credit to Super Sounds of the 70s for your donation. And then upon checking out, you can then go over to our ticket window. It says win tickets, and you can win tickets to many great shows at some of our really terrific venues here in Southern California. And here's a perfect example of one of the performances that you can win tickets to. It's the Dave Matthews Band at the Kia Forum on August 22nd. That's the Dave Matthews Band on August 22nd. That's like, less than a week away at the Kia Forum. But you got to be in it to win it. TheSoCalSound.org. Donate now, then win tickets in that order. And while you're doing that, we're going to head down to Georgia. I'll see you when we get back.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. We'll be right back. When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does your dog back, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. But you can get the bread feather picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Yeah.
88.5, the SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman. It's Super Sounds of the 70s. A little country rock here on a Sunday afternoon in Los Angeles. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Simple Man. There's one you don't hear too often. And we began with the Charlie Daniels Band taking us down to Georgia with the Devil. That tune was ubiquitous on the airwaves, whether it be country or pop or rock. The Charlie Daniels Band with some mean fiddling, and the Devil went down to Georgia. Hey, looking at the flight log and our time, it's getting ready for our initial descent. Please fold up your tray tables, put your seat backs in their upright position, fasten your seat belts. We'll be right back.
There's something you need to know. The future of this public radio station relies on new members to help carry the torch and help us prepare for an uncertain financial future. We need your support to ensure this public service is here for everyone to enjoy for now and for the future. Please join Lily Goldstein, Whitney Berry, Chandra Neal, and Cheryl Augustine and make the switch from passive listener to active member. It's super easy online at thesocalsound.org. You'll be glad you did.
All right, so I've been hanging out all weekend long here in the studio, and I've been popping in when nobody's looking, just to let you know that there's a major announcement coming up after this weekend. It's actually Tuesday at 10 a.m. Write it down, take a picture, make a mental note, do whatever you need to do. Tune in on Tuesday at 10 a.m. to find out what it is.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Live Nation, presenting Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts Love Earth Tour, stopping by the Hollywood Bowl on September 15th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts, the Hollywood Bowl, September 15th.
Support comes from the Rocky Horror Picture Show with the original Brad Majors, Barry Bostwick, the original Magenta, Patricia Quinn, the original Columbia, Nell Campbell, and the original Dr. Frankenfurter, Tim Curry. Appearing together at Grove of Anaheim November 2nd for a screening of the original unedited movie, plus a live shadow cast and audience participation, memorabilia display, costume contest, plus a VIP meet and greet. The Rocky Horror Picture Show at Grove of Anaheim November 2nd. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.
Don't sweat costly vehicle repairs this summer. Instead, donate that unused car, truck, RV, or boat that's been taking up space in the garage or driveway to the SoCal Sound today and keep the best radio content on air for years to come. It just takes a couple of minutes to get started. We take care of the paperwork, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Go to thesocalsound.org/support or call 877-527-6123.
Julie Slater, your midday host. Have Jason Friday and I been holding seances, hoping that Radiohead will tour once again? Of course we have. Is it working? Well, Radiohead did just put out a new record. Okay, it's a live album. It is called Hail to the Thief, 2003 to 2009, and we'll take it. That's this week's 88.5 Album Dive, so tune in every weekday just after 12 noon to hear some live tracks, a mini concert from Radiohead on the SoCal Sound.
All the time when I wasn't ashamed to reach out to a friend. Now I think I've got a lot more than just my
don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. What I want to know is, are you kind? It's a buck dancer's choice, my friends. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Oh, what I want to know, will you come with me? Goddamn, will I declare, have you seen the light? Their walls are built of cannonballs. Their motto is, don't tread on me. Come here, Uncle John's bed, lay into the tide. Come with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. Same story the crow told, it's the only one you know. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Silver mine, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you, call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. John's bed by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's bed, playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home. Some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band, playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home.
Five, the SoCal Sound. It's Super Sounds of the 70s with Bob Goodman every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. We began our initial descent on this week's journey with the Byrds. Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Long Time Gone from that near-perfect debut record. The Doobie Brothers would Tell Me What You Want and I'll Give You What You Need from what were once vices are now habits. And we closed with the Dead. From Working Man's Dead and Uncle John's Band. Yes, every Sunday from 2 to 4, we get into our Wayback Machine and visit this wonderful decade of music known as the 70s. And those of us that live in Southern California understand this phenomenon of waiting for the sun, where we wait for the marine layer to burn off and for the sun to make an appearance. Here's the Doors to help us line up for our initial approach on Super Sounds of the 70s with Bob Goodman.
Waiting for the sun.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Live Nation, presenting Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts Love Earth Tour, stopping by the Hollywood Bowl on September 15th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts, the Hollywood Bowl, September 15th.
Thanks to our friends at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, the SoCal Sound has tickets for the Tony Award-winning musical comedy Shucked on August 21st. You can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Shucked, the Hollywood Pantages Theater, August 21st.
It's the debut of VinylCon in Los Angeles, a two-day celebration of collecting culture happening August 23rd and 24th at California Market Center in downtown L.A. There will be over 60 vinyl vendors from all over the country, vinyl DJs, a full bar, and more. More information at thevinylcon.com.